When I first started unschooling way back in the 90s, it looked a little different than it does now. The internet wasn't quite the go-to place yet. No YouTube, no Google, but some things were the same. Like any mom leaving the school system, I had mixed emotions, and I wasn't really comfortable with telling everyone that we were looking for the exit. My little chatty first grader, on the other hand, was all about telling his teacher that we were not going to come back to school next year, that mom had had enough, that mommy thinks she can do it. She says, how hard can second grade be? Thanks, Mikey, so much for trying to coast under the radar for a little while. So I pulled up with the stroller, two younger kids in tow, and there his teacher was, smiling at me, saying, hey, can I have a word with you before you go? Sure. Before I tell you how that went, let me make sure I introduce myself here. I'm Sue Patterson, and this is the Unschooling Mom to Mom podcast. It's a little short unschooling pep talk from me to you. My kids are all grown now, 34, 32, and 29, and we have a little 8-year-old grandson running around in the mix. But I remember very clearly what it was like to take this unconventional path. And when we started, I had never even heard of the word unschooling. Homeschooling was quite odd enough, thank you very much. And I know most of you have heard the word unschooling by now, and probably a lot of misinterpretations out there too. That's one of the reasons I do this podcast. I want you to know that as weird and unconventional as unschooling may sound, it's not really. It's about taking a step away from the conformity and status quo of the school approach and seeing the learning that exists in the world. It's noticing that schools are not keeping up with the speed of this information innovation age we live in now. But more importantly, your little learner is not their priority. Their system is. Their choices are based on what serves the system, not what serves the needs of your rambunctious or bored, cooperative, or defiant little kiddo. And that was the direction I wanted to move in. I wanted more creativity. I wanted more curiosity. I wanted him to be able to run when he needed to climb or crawl or explore and discover. I didn't want to be told that he was in trouble because he wouldn't read in unison with the class off the chalkboard, or because he finished his seat work quickly and was often dueling with pencils in the back of the room with other kids, that he needed to be evaluated for ADHD and possibly start some medication. Forget that their playground was under construction and they had to whisper outside between the buildings when they were at recess, and I clearly had a kid who needed to run a couple of laps around the building. So I do this podcast for the same reason. I've written books and unschooling guides. It's why I've created courses and run social media groups. I want you to see that other moms and dads like you are out there making this out-of-the-box choice for their kids. I was just a mom from the suburbs. My husband was in the military. I worked part-time as a nurse. I was in the PTA and played bunco. I did water aerobics and edited cookbooks. My kids were in t-ball and kinder music classes, all the regular stuff. But I looked at those third and fourth graders that seemed so big compared to my little six-year-old, and they looked like zombies. They were so bored. They were worn out from sitting in classes, and I wanted something different for my child. I thought, gosh, if they're like that at 8 or 9 years old, how will we ever be able to do 12 years of this? So in our situation, the Air Force was about to move us from San Antonio to Alaska. And I thought, what if I keep him home with the girls? How hard can second grade be? And if I mess it up, we pay taxes, they have to take him back, right? Okay, now let's back up just a little bit to explain what was happening to nudge me off that conveyor belt, or at least to start to notice that I was not that crazy about how things were going. My little guy was bringing home his red folder every day since kindergarten, always filled with red and yellow dots. The goal was the green and blue ones, right? Red dots meant problem behavior. Talking too much, finishing too quickly, too many questions, chatting with his neighbors, not staying still in lines. you know, all the important things. They told me in kindergarten that he wouldn't stay in his seat long enough to do the gifted and talented testing. So maybe next year. And no one thought, oh, maybe he might be bored. Nope. Just rinse and repeat. He was pretty bored. But my problem was partly because of the times. I only knew two other people who had homeschooled, and they were a little weird. And I was judgy. I had completely dismissed my own memories of school because that was like death and taxes, unavoidable. Then I met someone whose kids were teenagers, and she homeschooled them. And the teens made eye contact and held regular conversations, and they weren't weird. I was at their house for a lunch thing, and I poked my head in their kitchen where they were doing the dishes, and they were pushing dish soap bubbles onto each other's faces like normal kids. Okay. Maybe I was too quick to dismiss this opting out of school thing, I thought. So I started picking her brain. And that's when I really started to learn how this could work. She showed me catalogs of fun ways to do science and history. She introduced me to a couple of other moms who did this. They shared what they used for curriculum and described getting together with other families to go places in the community. I hesitated on some of the things they shared because I really didn't want to duplicate school at home, but I thought I could at least sparkle it up a little. They told me all kinds of people are starting to homeschool now in this very wary tone. And I thought I might be exactly the kind of person you're worried about. But my own school experiences had taught me how to smile and nod, smile and nod. My goal was to gather as much information as I could, and then we'd do these subjects however we wanted. And within that first year of homeschooling, sitting at park days and community outings, picking more people's brains, I heard about this thing called unschooling. They were seeing learning in a whole different way. They brought me magazines like Home Education Magazine and Growing Without Schooling, and it started to make more sense to me. It was what I wanted all along, even though I didn't realize it when we first set out on this journey. And so this is the reason I keep talking about my Creating Confidence membership group. Talking with other people who are also on this unschooling path helps you see what life could look like for your family too. I love being in there on the private WhatsApp and Facebook channels for members, sharing stories and talking about what I've seen work and what I've seen not work. I love being accessible so that you can do what I did, pick the brains of the people who have done this. And after 27 years, I'm really happy to be there to share what I've learned. What I would have given to talk every day with people whose kids were grown and happy and didn't duplicate all the school ideas that I wanted to get away from. Well, I've created what I would have liked, a space where you can ask questions and find solutions, brainstorming about unschooling and parenting from this connected approach. It's my favorite place to hang out. So if you've been thinking about it, you should come get some support from me and from the community. We can always talk privately on the phone, and I have a lot of people who do that, but there's something about the hive mind. I love that so much. So that's really the message of this podcast. Don't be afraid to pick people's brains. Surround yourself with people who can actually help you be successful. You really don't have to do this all alone. Yes, it takes a little courage, but you have a good reason to be brave. Your kids need you to do this for them. And as strongly as you may feel about some things, educationally or parenting-wise, know that you're in for a journey too. Moving around in this unschooling world will open your eyes to things you didn't even realize were happening. It's all part of the de-schooling process. Where we start is often a long ways from where we're going to end up. That's what I've seen over the years, and you will too. I'm super excited for you. Oh, I never told you what Michael's teacher said to me when she pulled me back into the classroom after school. She said that he had mentioned we were going to homeschool. Then she just looked at me with those wide 23-year-old eyes. I think she was only in her second year to teach. I gulped and said, yes, that's the plan for now. We'll see. I was all about hedging. And she interrupted me saying, "I think it's a great idea. My mom homeschooled my younger sisters and I wish I could have been too." Well, what a nice surprise that was. She went on to tell me, "You're doing the right thing. The other day we were talking about the planets and Michael wanted to know when we would be talking about the moons around Jupiter. I told him that we weren't getting that deep into it this year, but he would in fourth grade." She said, "I watched his little shoulders slump as he was figuring in his head how far away fourth grade was from this first grade he was in." She added, "I was so sad for him. But now you can go full tilt on the solar system. Moons and stars and black holes, he'll love it." And that's what we did. We ignored the scope and sequence and dove into our interests regardless of what grade you're supposed to learn something in. Who decided that anyway? Little did I know, that was the start of our unschooling adventure. So keep picking people's brains. Ask questions. Join the membership group. Listen to all the podcasts. Get the math course I made for learning without curriculum. It's half off if you're in the membership group. Seek out unschooling support. You really don't have to figure this out by yourself. Okay, that's it for me. I'll be back again next week. Enjoy your unschooling adventure.